Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. Only one brother asked me a question from all the reflection. He said, why verse 68-69, chapter Al-Qasas, make you cry, tear, be happy, and joy and love Allah? When you read verse 68 and 69, what is the 68? And your Lord create whom he want, and he choose whom he want. Who is me? I'm a creation of Allah. Who choose me to be a human being? Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Did I choose to be a human being? No. Meaning he chose me. Who guide me? Who guide me to guidance? Who make me guided? Who choose me to be guided? Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Imagine he chose me. He chose guidance for me. Who generate all the condition to help me to be for him? Can I do it? No. Did I choose it? No. Even my emotion. If you go down to the topic of Qadr, you will be crying like crazy. And will really help you to really embrace Islam and really grow your Iman. Because when you think about even your own heart, your own brain, your own thought, who give it to you? Who give you every quality you have? And who do not give you every quality you do not have? And this why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the second sentence, وَمَا كَانَ لَهُمَ الْخِيَرَ. You do not choose. Subhanallah wa ta'ala amma yushrikun. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the state of your shirk. What do you think? By this way, when I read this verse, I know Allah choose me. Allah choose me to read Quran. Allah choose me to be a human being. Allah choose me to be a Muslim. Allah make me love Iman. Allah, he's the one, he guide me. Allah, he's the one, he care for me. And he's my Lord. And he decree everything for me. What it meaning? If he choose me already to be guided, what it mean? He held me. He held me. He held me to go to Jannah. He held me to be in a state of the ultimate pleasure. Who do that? Did I do it? Did I choose it? Do I have it? Do I have any quality or anything or any credit for myself? One of the major problems with all of you young people, you won't take a credit so quick. Credit for what? Tell me, credit for what? Even your ability of doing good deed is, who give you the credit? Who? How you seek credit? Even our relationship from Allah. That's why, if we really have a relationship with Allah, we will value each other much better. Wonder what happened. Look at the end of the verse, it's very scary. Praise your Lord. Praise Him. From the state of your shirk. Look at that. Because if you do not think and reflect and return everything to Allah, you become a mushrik and you do not know. Why we get upset? 99% shirk. Why we need a tap in the shoulder? Shirk. Why we need a credit? Shirk. Because a mu'min, he do a good deed and he know for a fact is a tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even caring for each other is a tawfiq. What about if I'm tough on you, hush on you, this and that? It's a trial. Make dua for me, make dua for you, and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a wisdom. Even our mistake with each other is a wisdom. What are we going to do? How are we going to behave? We do not do that. But we go to our nafs, we go to our shaitan, we go to our shirk. And this why, look, I love Allah. I really love Allah. Look at the following verse. وَرَبُّكَ يَعْلَمُ مَا تُكِنُّ صُدُورُهُمْ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ. And Allah, He know the depth of what you have in your chest and what you show. Don't play game with Allah. I tell you before, you can be a sinner. You can be a weak. But diseases of the heart, it will kill you. It will destroy you. Why? Why? Because look at this. Who know what the depth of my heart? Who know what I'm upset about it? Can I play a game? Play a game with whom? My dear brother and sister in Islam, be real. Be true. Be clean. Be one. Don't have too many faces, too many hearts, too many thoughts. Don't. I feel so sick when people have certain things in their heart and even they say it. And they say something else, and they say something else, and they manipulate their word. Why you do that? Wallahi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you look dumb, look stupid. Because you destroy yourself by your own hand. Look at all this mischief on earth. And even the people who do mischief, they believe they do good. This is why Allah gives you the story of Fir'aun. What Fir'aun? The ultimate oppressor against himself and one of the ultimate kafir on earth. What he said to Musa? He said, Musa, you did kufr. Fir'aun gave advice to Musa. He said, you are a kafir. You kafir of our belief and you want to spread mischief. You see, always, always, the person who have sickness, he have shirk and kufr, always blame other. Always blame other. Nobody blame themselves. By this way, my brother in Islam and sister in Islam, any debt of goodness we have, who give it to me? Tell me, who give it to me? Who deserve all the thanks? And who thank me when I thank him? And who reward me for thanking him? And I cannot thanking him without him. Imagine, he's the one who gave me the ability to be. He's the one, he gave me the quality to be. He's the one, he allowed me to thank him. And when I thank him, he thanked me. And when he thanked me, he rewarded me. How I thanking him? How? How, my dear brother and sister Islam? And after this, all this, I'm acting like a brat. I'm acting like a fool. Why? Because I'm not a Muslim. I'm in a state of shirk. Today, look at all our problem. Ego, arrogant, nafs. And we forget the basic. Wallahi, we forget the basic. We forget the basic big time. Big, big time. May Allah save us from ourselves. I hope this will answer your question. But if you really, really want to answer this question fully, go to my session, Al-Qadr, the 16th session. Listen to them very carefully. I promise you, you will weep from your heart. And you will comprehend what you never comprehend. And at this time, every time you upset, ask yourself why. Every time you're acting up, ask yourself why. Are you acting up again as a person or the one who created the condition? Before we acting up against each other, we acting up against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because every condition happened with Allah, for Allah, by the qadr of Allah, but the majority of us do not see it. If now I believe Allah is the owner of qadr, how am I going to deal with it? Number one, respect it. If I like it, I say Alhamdulillah and I use it for Allah. If I don't like it, I say Alhamdulillah and seek guidance and support from Allah. Finished. That's it. Please, my brother and sister in Islam, go to Al-Qadr session, Al-Qadr, Destiny 1 to 16. I promise you, it will open your heart and eyes to things you never believed it, and will give you a different magnitude in everything you can imagine. جزاكم الله كل خير. May Allah make us believe in Allah, trust in Allah, rely on Allah, love in Allah, love each other for Allah. And may Allah save us from the wicked and evil of our nafs, and cleanse our heart from the diseases of the heart, to make us a real brother and sister in Islam, not fake one. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. Thank Allah, thank Allah, thank Allah. ربي أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل عملا صالحا ترضاه وأدخلني برحمتك في عبادك الصالحين وأصلح لي في ذريتي إني تبت إليك وإني من المسلمين وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. And if you ask me, add verse 70. Add verse 70. You will comprehend it 100%. وَهُوَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ لَهُ الْحَمْدُ فِي الْأُولَى وَالْآخِرَةِ وَلَهُ الْحُكْمُ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. He is Allah, the one, no one except Him. He deserve all the hamd, all the praises and thanks from the beginning to the end. From the beginning to the end. وَلَهُ الْحُكْمُ. And He has all the affair and all the matter. And we to Him you will go back. SubhanAllah. Wallahi SubhanAllah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. About the early message today, what lesson we can learn from this message, the early message today? When you read the first verse 68, you will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started not by ilah, but by Rabb. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala call us by His own name, Rabb, what it mean? It mean He is the creator, He is the governor. He is the take care of ourselves. He's a provider. He's everything, the bottom line. What it should do to me and how I reflect over that in my life. Imagine my Lord choose me. My Lord create me. He choose me and He create me. And what it mean? He will take care about me. What it mean? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He want me to be rest, relax, not rushing, take it easy, and content with whatever He ordained. And what else? Be busy with what He give me with, because what He give me with, this for Him. This for Him. Everything Allah give me, He give me for Him. Any minus of what He give me for Him is a musibah, is a big time. Verse 3, number one, listen to learn from it, to be happy, to thanks, to relax, take it easy, call Him only, seek Him only, and not seek nobody except Him. Not seek anybody except Him. Go back to إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us live as abd and understand what is ubudiyya, because like again, it make you relax in one condition, it make you rest, it give you ease, it give you peace within. Your Lord will take care about you. And whatever happen is the best for you, even if I do not like it. And whatever I have, to spread it or use it for Him, for His cause. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to understand the relationship between us and Allah. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. And it has a lot of meaning. But the bottom line is, thank you Allah. Thank you Allah, you choose me. Thank you Allah. You choose me To be a human being, you choose me to be guided, you choose me for you. Thank you, Allah. And if I commit sins or weak, oh Allah, you're the only one. I did not commit it arrogant against you, but with weakness, Ya Allah. Forgive me, Ya Allah. And give me the quality to be abd. Ya Muqeet, Ya Allah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Oh, by the way, the most important part in here, if this is the case, to put my nose down, to humble myself to my Lord and humble myself to all His creation, because whatever He give me is a choice by Him. Again, this talk is easy. Look at ourselves today. Very easy. Once Allah give us something, we become arrogant and we forget who is the giver. Or we spend it in the wrong way and we forget the giver give it to me for Him. To test me, to trial me. I'm going to use it for His own enemy, Shaitan, or I'm going to use it for Him. If I love Him, I will spend my effort, my love, my feeling, my time for Him. And if I do not have my real relationship and my real love for Allah, I will spend it for the enemy of Allah, Shaitan, wal'ayhi billah, for my nafs. Is a trial. Is a trial and a gift. Again, if I use everything for sabilillah, is a gift. Anything for dunya is a trial. May Allah make us for sabilillah. Ameen ya rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. Yesterday, I was elaborating about verse 68, 69, and 70, chapter Al-Qasas. And I give you another message about what lesson to be learned from that. And one more lesson important. And I advise you to listen to my session about Qadr one more time. The 16th session is very important. And when you study this verse 68-69, the most important part is, if I'm a human being, I already know Allah choose me. If I'm a Muslim, meaning Allah choose me and give me the ultimate gift, which is Hidayah. And yesterday I explained to you how the verse starts with word Rabb. And Rabb meaning Lord, the creator, the governor, the provider, the guardian, you name it. And this makes me relax and take my life easy. But also something important. If I understand, Hidayah is the ultimate gift Allah give me. What I should do with this gift? I should do my utmost to cherish the Hidayah, value the Hidayah, live for the Hidayah, grow up my journey of Hidayah, because this is my gift from my Lord. This is a real gift. It's not the money, it's not the status, because all the material life of dunya is just a necessity Allah give it to me to support my journey of my Hidayah. By this way, if my life and the style of life, I use it to support my journey of Hidayah, I'm fine. But whatever relationship or companion or style of life get me away from Hidayah, meaning I'm going the opposite direction of what my Lord wants from me. My dear brother and sister in Islam, when you study the ultimate gift to leave this life and go to your grave with your Hidayah, and if Allah open for you, He make you water your journey, water the tree of Hidayah, work on it, struggle for it, and get closer to your Lord and show gratitude and thanks by doing whatever He loves, whatever beloved to Him, whatever to pleasing Him. And when you die, you can say, oh my Lord, oh my Rabb, thank you, Allah, for choosing me and give me Hidayah. Thank you, Allah, for give me Islam. I tried, Ya Allah, forgive my sins, Forgive my weakness, but I try. And I'm trying. And this is the main lesson to be learned from verse 68. We should be in a state of thanks, happy, joy, and be careful about this beautiful gift of Hidayah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us live as a Muslim, die as a Muslim, enter our grave as a Muslim, resurrected as a Muslim, Abdullah inshaAllah. Ameen, ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.